doesn't represent mainstream opinion and that it's still committed to what it calls national reunification. The result will chart the course of relations with Beijing over the next 4 years, as Kerry Brown, a professor of Chinese studies at King's College London, explains.
This is an ideological tectonic plate between Taiwan and a China which claims that it kind of has control over it or sovereignty over it. I mean, this is not a territorial issue so much as one of values and democratic versus autocracy.
The Post Office has defended its accounting after financial experts accused it of claiming tax relief on compensation payments to victims of the Horizon IT scandal. It's thought it might have to repay up to £100 million, potentially making the Post Office insolvent and needing a taxpayer bailout. Thousands of pro-Palestine protesters have taken to the streets of central London as part of a global action across 30 countries. It comes after airstrikes by the UK and US against Houthi bases in Yemen. A passenger plane in Japan has been forced to turn around mid-flight after a crack was discovered on the cockpit window. No injuries were reported among those on board the Boeing 737-800. At least 18 people have died after a mudslide in western Colombia. A search operation is underway to look for those missing. And Chelsea have made it 3 straight wins in the Premier League with a 1-0 victory at home to West London rivals Fulham. Manager Maurizio Pochettino says their level of performance in the first half wasn't what he expected.
Something happened before the game that I'm going to explain, but I think that affect a little bit the team. But I seen in the second half, we start the second half really, really good. I think we play really good football, 30 minutes that we play really, really well.
The result sees Chelsea climb to 8th in the table. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
4:02, you're listening to Brett Muller Billericay's Phoenix 98 FM on a Saturday afternoon. I'm John Chubb, this is Phoenix Sport, welcome into our 2.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
But a generally dry day across our area, overcast most of the time, just your sunny spell. It will stay at a maximum of 5 degrees Celsius for what's left of the afternoon. As we go into the evening, it will get colder, though minimum temperature overnight 0 degrees Celsius. Generally cloudy and dry, but some clear spells may develop. The cloud may also be thick enough to bring patchy drizzle overnight. Sunday will be a mainly cloudy day. Perhaps some limited early and late bright or sunny spells. Patchy light rain or drizzle possibly as well. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 4 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So now we go over to New Lodge for a half-time report on our featured non-league game today in Isthmian Premier League. It's Billericay Town versus Cray Wanderers, and watching that game for us is Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. Billericay Town lead Cray Wanderers 3-0 with the Blues in control at the break. They got off to a flyer on 6 minutes as Bradley Stevenson's delivery fell to the path of Jay Porter, whose strike went in off of the crossbar. They were on the search for a second and Alfie Trulli went close as his dipping free kick looped over the bar. Cray were having chances of their own as well, and Ellis Brown and Gary Lockyer linked up to good effect, and Lockyer's shot was cleared off of the line by George Wind. Gary McCann's side deservedly doubled their lead with 35 minutes on the clock, as goalscorer Porter provided for Alfie Trulli and he found the target. It got even better just before the break, as Billericay netted their third when Trulli slotted home from Porter's knockdown to complete a perfect first half showing.
Thanks very much, Jack. So a brilliant first half for Billericay down at New Lodge, and we'll be hearing from Jack once again after the final whistle. In the meantime, I'm going to keep you up to date with the racing results. The 3:25 Weatherby was won by number 5 Valve Dancer, the 11-4 favourite. Second was number 6 Shyness, priced at 6-1, and third was number 2 One True King, priced at 12-1. 10 runners in that race. The 3:25 at Weatherby. I've just done that one. The 3:35 at Warwick. First was number 4, Sam Brown, priced at 17-2. Second was number 3, I Wright, priced at 6-1. And third was number 8, Mill Green, priced at 11-2. Total of 14 runners in that race. Number 16, Nesta Park, was the 4-1 favourite, but only finished 5th. And the last race of the afternoon at Kempton, the 3:50. First was number 1, Rare Edition, the 11-8 favourite. Second was number 5, Fransham, priced at 18-1. And third was number 6, Old Cube, priced at 5-2. 6 runners in that race.
It's what pretty girls do. I'm throwing coins. white trash, straight out of the news. Doesn't like birthdays, they remind her of why. She can go straight from zero to the 4th of July. I'm throwing caution, what's it gonna be? Tonight the winds of change are coming on.
The Killers and Caution. And before that we heard a classic from Madness, Driving My Car. Minutes past four on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. And football games up and down the country are into the second half. The ones that kicks off at 3 o'clock, and Brentwood Town have taken the lead at Maldon Tiptree in the second half of the ESPN North. They're 2-1 up against the Jammers now. Jonathan Nzengo scoring Brentwood's second after 54 minutes there. Late half-time from League One at the Abbey Stadium. Cambridge United playing the bottom side at Fleetwood Town, and no goals in the first half of that game. Elsewhere in League One, it's now Blackpool 2, Exeter nil. Abby Morgan scored his and Blackpool's second 4 minutes into the second half at Bloomfield Road. Elsewhere in League One, it's now Carlisle United 0, Oxford United 2. And it's Sutton United 2, Barrow 1 in League 2. Harry Buteman scoring his and Sutton's second after 53 minutes. In League One, an equaliser for Charlton against Peterborough May 4 minutes after the restart. It's Charlton 1, Peterborough 1. And I can tell you Southend United have gone in front 8 minutes into the second half in the National League at Eastleigh. And it's Jack Bridge who has scored for the Shrimpers on 53 minutes. League 2, it's Forest Green 0, Harrogate 1. Forest Green are down to 10 men. They have had Alex Gorin dismissed early in the second half of that game, and Jack Muldoon has given Harrogate the lead 6 minutes into the second half. It's now Grimsby 3, Notts County 2 in League 2. Harry Clifton has scored Grimsby 3rd on 52 minutes to put them back in front. And not going well for Hornchurch, the Isthmian Premier League leaders. They are 2-0 down now in their match at Carl Shulton Athletic, who have scored a second 9 minutes into the second half of that game.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, I'm Mandy Cullen, and I'm here to tell you all about Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers, which is every Saturday on Phoenix 98 FM. We play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all the songs we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me, Mandy Cullen, every Saturday between 6 and 8, Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers on Phoenix 98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
Racing, and the last race of the afternoon has taken place at Weatherbeater 357. First was number 3, Jasmine Bliss, even the 2-1 favourite. Second was number 10, Wednesday Adams, priced at 6-1. And third was number 5, Luna de Castana, priced at 100-30. A total of 11 runners in that race. In football, meanwhile, there has been a gold in the League Two match between Morecambe and Mansfield. Mansfield's Bailey Cargill, has given his side the lead on 61 minutes. I'm seeing that Chelmsford City have just gone a goal behind in their FA Trophy fourth round tie at home to Wealdstone. And in the ESPN North, Bowes and Pitsy are now 2-1 up at Bury Town, with Matt Price scoring for Bowers on 57 minutes. Absolute classic now from De La Soul.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my daylight clothes, or is it just my daylight song? What I do ain't make believe. People say I sit and try, but when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. Now you tease my plug one style and my plug one spectacle. You say plug one and two are hippies, no, we're not, that's pure plug four. Always pushing that we formed an image, there's no need to lie. When it comes to being plug one, it's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. I am poems, I tweak the plug too tight. Please, oh please, let plug to be himself, not what you read, alright. Right is wrong when hype is written on the soul, they lie that is. Style is surely our own thing, not the fourth disguise of shoulders. They lie solely from the soul, and this fact I can't deny. Strictly from the Dan called Stucky, and from me, myself, and I. It's just me,
tongue-in-cheek. But that glory's been denied by cassettes and geeky eyes. People think they diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states,
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. Just keep on up to the nuts so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the 4th day of July. Cause they try to mess with third degree, that's me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
From the album 3 Feet High and Rising, De La Soul, Me, Myself, and I. 22 minutes past four, you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, this is Phoenix Sport. I will say this now, Billericay Town 4, Great Wanderers 0, Whitney's being Premier League. Frankie Merrifield has scored Billericay's 4th on the hour mark. So, great afternoon, Billericay having down at New Lodge. 930 down there watching that one as well. The vast majority of them thoroughly enjoying it. Meanwhile, in League 2, Colchester United have equalised against Bradford City. It's now 1-1 at the Community Stadium. Tom Hopper scoring just before the hour for the U's. And in the Championship, Swansea 2-1 up at Birmingham. Jamal Lowe restored the Swans' lead on 58 minutes. League 2, it's Wrexham 1, AFC Wimbledon 0. Stephen Fletcher for Phil Parkinson's side on 61 minutes. And a couple more goals in League 2, a few more actually. Stockport 2, Walsall 1 now. Gillingham have equalised at Accrington. Stanley Connor Masterson on 62 minutes. It's now 1-1 in that game. And what a game of Blundell Park this afternoon. It's now Grimsby Town 3, Notts County 3. I'm all over the place this afternoon. Aaron Lemain has equalised for Notts on the hour mark. So, 6 goals and counting in that game. Got the latest travel coming up for you very soon. And that's after we've heard Blur and End of a Century.
She says it's ants in the carpet, dirty little monsters, eating all the mussels, picking up the rubbish. Give her effervescence, she needs a little sparkle. Good morning, TV, you're looking so healthy. We all say, don't want to be alone, we wear the same clothes, TV. Everybody's at it, and the mind gets dirty as you get closer to 30. Gives her a cuddle, glowing in a huddle. Good night, TV. You're all made up, and you're looking like we all say. Don't want to feel alone. We wear the same clothes. I love
Phoenix FM travel news.
With the time at 26 minutes past four, let's have a look at what's happening on the roads. Was busy going into Wilson's Corner in Brentwood earlier, but it's looking okay there now. Billericay High Street, still a bit busy northbound between Southend Road and Norsey Road. Also, North Weald, the A414 is busy on Keynes Lane between Woodley Lane and the High Road. And if you're going northbound on the A12 this afternoon, there is currently slow moving traffic between Junction 17 for Howell Green at the A130 and Junction 18 for Sand at the A414. Still a bit busy on Crown Hill in Rayleigh going up towards the High Street, and in Chelmsford, Parkway East, Baddow Bypass and Van Diemen's Road are all still a bit busy going into the Army and Navy roundabout. Down in Hadley this afternoon, Rayleigh Road, the A129 northbound is busy between London Road, the A13, and Dawes Heath Road. And London Road itself is busy between Eastwood Road and Rayleigh Road. On public transport, no reported issues on Greater Anglia or C2C trains. There were still severe delays on London Underground on the Central Line due to train cancellations. And just a reminder that there was no service on the DLR between Canning Town and Beckton all weekend. Replacement buses are in operation. No reported problems on London Overground or the Elizabeth Line. I will have another update around 1 hour from now. The last race of the afternoon meetings has taken place. This was the 4:05 at Warwick. First was number 3, Bill Joyce, 6-5 favourite. Second was number 11, Clap of Thunder, priced at 7-2. And third was number 5, Jack Black, priced at 15-2, 9 ran. And the first race in the evening meetings has taken place, the 4:15 at Chelmsford City Racecourse. First was number 6, Here at the Track, priced at 4-1. Second was number 8, Monitola, priced at 15-2, and third was number 1, Swisterline, the 11-8 favourite. There were a total of 7 runners in that race. I am going to return to the subject of football because quite a few more goals have gone in. It's now Bevytown 2, Bowers and Pitsy 2. Bowers were leading, but Homeside equalised on 64 minutes from the penalty spot in the Isthmian North. Isthmian Premier League is now hashtag United 3, Bognor Regis Town 4. So hashtag very much still in it. Camilo Restrepo has scored a third for them on the hour mark, but they are still trailing. Preston 1, Bristol City 0 in the Championship. Will Keane for Preston on 65 minutes. And Southampton, as things stand, move up to second spot, at least for the time being, in the Championship at the expense of Ipswich Town. They're 2-0 up against struggling Sheffield Wednesday at St Mary's. And it's Adam Armstrong who has scored the Saints second on 63 minutes. Also in the Championship, Blackburn have pulled one back at West Brom. Jake Garrett on 60 minutes. But West Brom have just scored again. And they're now 4-1 up. Brandon Thomas Asante with his third and the Baggies fourth after 63 minutes. It's now Grimsby 4, Notts County 3. What a game going on there in League 2. Abo Aisa with his second and Grimsby's fourth on 62 minutes. Closer to home, Heybridge Swifts at the moment continuing their run, fine run of form in Isthmian North. They're 2-1 up at Graysnow. Sam Bantic on 63 minutes. Jason Hallett has gone for Waltham Abbey in the Southern League Division 1 Central after 66 minutes at Hadley, but the home side are still winning 3-2. Hornchurch won a penalty in the Isthmian Premier League at Carshalton, has been converted by Adi Yusuf, but the home side are currently still winning by 2-1. League One, an equaliser at Oakwell for Bristol Rovers against host Barnsley. Chris Martin after 68 minutes there to make it 1-1. And it's now Wrexham 2, AFC Wimbledon 0 in League Two. Paul Mullin after 61 minutes for the hosts. In League One, it's now Carlisle 0, Oxford United 3. And in League 2, it's Forest Green 0, Harrogate 2. And there's been another goal for Billericay Town at New Lodge. They're now 5-0 up in the Isthmian Premier League against Cray Wanderers. And it's Bradley Stevenson who has scored for Gary McCann's men on 69 minutes.
Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM.
Absolute classic from the Stone Roses, Fool's Gold. And before that, we heard the Rolling Stones and Mess It Up. 21 minutes to 5 on a Saturday afternoon. Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Getting back to football, I can tell you it's now Billericay Town 6, Grey Wanderers 0 in the ESPN Premier League. And Alfie Cerulli has secured his hat trick for the hosts 14 minutes from time. Lots more goals have gone in since I last spoke, so I shall go through those for you now. And I can tell you, if I find where I was before, that it's now Crewe 2, Swindon 1 in League 2. And Courtney Baker-Richardson has put the host back in front on 71 minutes. Elsewhere, Lee Two, Barrow have equalised at Sutton United. Noel Canavan on 74 minutes and is 2 apiece in that game. It's now hashtag United 3, Bognor Regis Town 5 in the ESPN Premier League after Bognor netted a penalty after 69 minutes at the Lynn Salmon Stadium. Meanwhile, in the Championship, it's Millwall 1, Middlesbrough 2. Lions took an early lead from Joe Bryan in the first half. Lucas Aitken equalised on 38, and Isaiah Jones gave them the lead just before the hour mark in that one. League 1, Carlisle United have pulled a goal back against Oxford United. Alfred McCammon on 71 minutes, but Oxford United are winning 3-1. Reading versus Port Vale, also in League 1. The match has been abandoned. I'm not sure why. Stage, I will try and find out some more information about that. League 2, it's Morecambe 1, Mansfield 1, and Charlie Brown equalising for Morecambe on 78 minutes. Isbien North, Redbridge have got a goal down at Wroxham, Jordan Forbes on 73, but better afternoon for Brentwood Town. They're 3-1 up at Walden and Tiptree, and it's Mekki McKenzie with his second and Brentwood's third on 74 minutes. League 1, it's now Barnsley 2, Bristol Rovers 1, Corey O'Keefe scoring Barnsley second on 73 minutes. Grays Athletic 0, Haybury Swift 3 in ESPN North. Swifts have scored a third through Jack Adlington Pilot on 72 minutes. That is his second. Gilliam in front at Accrington in League 2. McCauley Bond from Leighton Orient striker scoring for Gilliam on 72 minutes. They are winning 2-1 there. Redbridge have just equalised at Wroxham. It's Louis Johnson on 75 minutes for the Motormen in the Isbien North. Championship, it's Preston 2, Bristol City 0. Will Keane with his and Preston second on 77 minutes. And also in the Championship, it's now Southampton 3, Sheffield Wednesday 0. Ryan Fraser 15 minutes from time. So Southampton, as things stand, will be taking their places, their place in the automatic promotion spots, at least for the time being. Remember, Ipswich Town second at the start of play host Sunderland in a 5:30 kickoff. Salford City have taken the late lead at Crawley in League 2. Kelly and May 10 minutes from time for Salford. And what it's got to be the game of the day to Blundell Park in League 2. It's now Grimsby Town 4, Notts County 4. And Aaron Lemaine has scored his second at Notts County's 4th, 11 minutes from time to level the scores once again. And also in League 2, it's Stockport 3, Walsall 1. Stockport won a penalty on 75 minutes and that was converted by Paddy Mack. There has just been a goal at Park Lane in the Isbien Premier League, and it's gone to Canvey Island. They are 3-2 up at home to Kingstonian with 9 minutes remaining, and it's Luca Albon who has scored for the goals. I've got a racing result from the opening race at the evening meeting at Wolverhampton at 4:30. First was number 6 Bright, priced at 7-2. Second was number 4 One More Wave, the 16-5 favourite, and third was number 8 Novak, priced at 9-2. There were a total of 9 runners in that race. There has been an equaliser for Hornchurch in the ESPN Premier League. Carl Shorten, Tom Raitt has levelled the scores for the Urchins with 6 minutes to go. It is Carl Shorten, Athletic 2, Hornchurch 2. And Stevenage, High Flyers in League 1, they have taken a late lead at Shrewsbury. Jamie Reid scoring for them with just 6 minutes left. And just checking on Rugby League, by the way, because the Rugby League Challenge Cup actually got underway today, and it's very much the Millows in the competition at the moment. But I can tell you a few results from that. The most intriguing tie was an all-forces affair. The Royal Air Force took on the Royal Navy. I didn't even realise I had Rugby League teams, actually. But anyway, it was victory for the Navy, who beat the Air Force by 28 points to 20. So the British Army were in action as well. They travelled to Fryston Warriors, and the hosts beat them by 13 points to 10. Other results include Clockface Miners 20, Hayworth
22, Haworth 20, Loker 22, Edinburgh Eagles 28, South Wales Jets 4, Stanningley 40 is the other result I have from those ties.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Cricket, lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
With full time approaching in the 3 o'clock kickoffs in the football, Maldon Tiptree are down to 10 men in the Eastbourne North against Bramble Town. They've had George Smith, who's gone off for them in the first half and put them in the lead, dismissed. And Bramble Town are still winning by 3-1. Elsewhere in Eastbourne North, Basel United versus Ipswich Wanderers, and the Suffolk side have taken a late lead, 5 minutes from time. Championship, it's now Southampton 4, Sheffield Wednesday 0, and it's Sekumara for the Saints with 5 minutes to go. Carlisle, they thought they'd scored a second against Oxford United. I understand that has been ruled out, though. And it's now Brighton Sea Region 0, Walthamstow 3 in Eastbourne North. Bilal Sayoud scoring a third for Stowe with just 5 minutes remaining in that one. The Essex Senior League is just cup games, league cup games this weekend. There was one last night, Woodford Town 1-2-0 at Harbridge Sports. And this afternoon it finished FC Claxton 5, Cogshill Town 1, Takeley 2, Sporting Bengal United 3. Got the FA Vars results to come with Romford, Stanway, Pegasus, Tilbury and Great Wakering Rovers all in the last 32 of the competition. I'll bring you those results once I've got them later. And also results from the Furlough Nun, Divisions 1, North and South.
One word, one fight, took a wrong turn on the wrong night.
Jess Glynn, a friend of mine, the very first full times from the 3 o'clock kickoffs in the football are coming through. It's been a big afternoon for Concord Rangers, Montreal Deslandes. He gave the Beach Boys the lead after 5 minutes at Mark 8 in the Isthmian Premier League, but he has been sent off late on in that game. It's still one apiece at Mark 8. Meanwhile, in Isthmian North, Brightling Sea Region have scored through Jake Thompson 2 minutes from time, but Walthamstow are still beating them 3-1. And late last-minute equaliser for Wolfram Abbey away to Hadley in the Southern League Division 1 Central. Jason Hallett has levelled the scores. It's now 3-3 and it's in injury time. It's going to be 3 points for Leeds United away to Cardiff City in the Championship. They've gone 3-0 up with 2 minutes remaining. Jorginho Rutter, the scorer in South Wales. Full-time in the Isthmian North, it's finished Basildon United 0, Ipswich Wanderers 1. Late equaliser for the bottom club Fleetwood Town at Cambridge United in League One. Lyle Taylor gave Cambridge United a lead on 71 minutes. Promise Omocheri equalised for Fleetwood with 13 minutes remaining. I think they're still playing in that one. It's now hashtag United 4, Bognor Regis Town 5. Hashtag have scored through Jaden Randell a minute from time, but currently they're still trailing in the Isthmian Premier League. Locally, that's game of the day. Another extraordinary game has been up at Grimsby this afternoon, where they're playing Notts County in League 2, and I understand Notts County have just scored a fifth to go 5-4 ahead. And League 2, Newport have taken a late lead at Doncaster. They are winning 1-0. Full-time in League 1, it's Blackpool 2, Exeter City 0. And in League 2, a point for Steve Morrison in his first match in charge of Sutton United. They have drawn with Barrow at Gander Green Lane this afternoon. The full-time score is Sutton United 2, Barrow 2. And in Isthmian North, a point for Bowers and Pitsy away to Bury Town in the Isthmian North. It's finished 2-2 in that one. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Tears of a Clown.
Really?
In our feature match this afternoon in the ESPN Premier League, it's finished Billericay Town 6, Grey Wanderers 0. Outstanding result for the home side, although they ended the match with 10 men. Lewis Ramsey was dismissed late on. Other full-time championship has finished Huddersfield 1, Plymouth 1. Preston 2, Bristol City 0. A point in Danny Cowley's first home game in charge of Colchester United this afternoon in League 2. They've drawn 1-1 with Bradford City. Win for Brentwood Town and Maldon Tiptree in Isbien North. They have triumphed by 3-1. A draw for Bredbridge in the same league. They have drawn 1-1 away at Wroxham. And heartbreak by the looks of it for Waltham Abbey in the Southern League Division 1 Central. They pulled level through Jason Hallett in the final minute of normal time. But in the 95th minute, Hadley have made it 4-3, apparently. League 2, 3 points for Gillingham on the road at Accrington Stanley. They've won 2-1 there this afternoon. Also winning away from home, Salford City in League 2 at Crawley Town. They have won 1-0 there. And in that incredible game at Grimsby, it's now 5-5 in their match against Notts County in League 2. Harry Wood in the 95th minute. I think they're still playing there. But the final whistle has gone in another League 2 match, the one at the racecourse ground between Wrexham and AFC Wimbledon. And it's finished Wrexham 2, AFC 0. Southend United have won 1-0 at Eastleigh in the National League. And it's finished Southampton 4, Sheffield Wednesday 0 in the Championship. So Southampton are now in the automatic promotion spots, at least for the time being. It's all over in the Southern League Division 1 Central. It's finished Hadley 4, Waltham Abbey 3. Late equaliser for Birmingham against Swansea in the 95th minute. It's Jordan James. It's Birmingham 2, Swansea 2, and it's 5 o'clock.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.